One of the primary things that I think that we need to understand from this text is that God's grace makes no distinction between someone's ethnicity. God's grace makes no distinction when it comes to the color of a person's skin. God's grace does not know the borders of countries. God's grace does not know the differences in the languages. God loves all people. Man may make distinctions between the races, and man may hold things against one another and look at other races as if they were lesser, but not so in God's eyes. That is not the mentality of heaven. The mentality of heaven is that there are multitudes from every color, from every nation, speaking every language there in heaven. God's grace knows no race. It has no preference when it comes to race. And the borders of heaven don't prevent some races from entering into heaven. There is one thing that the borders of heaven prevent from entering, and that is unbelief. The borders of heaven do not prevent white people from going to heaven, does not prevent Hispanics, does not prevent blacks or Asians or any of the other races here on this earth. In fact, it seems like God makes no distinction. I don't know why we seem to have to. But I do know. It's because at heart, we don't love our neighbor as ourselves. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe in him, whoever, any tribe, tongue, nation, race, ethnicity, anyone who believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. What will prevent a person from entering into eternity with Jesus is not the color of their skin. It's not the color of their skin. It is their hard heart. It's their unbelief. I have a question for all of us to ask our own hearts. Because we are depraved by nature, we all have a certain amount of racism in our hearts, unfortunately, that we must combat with the grace of God, with the word of God. So a man must question himself whether or not he loves ethnicities different from his own as much as God does. Do I love ethnicities different than my own, different than your own, as much as God does? Be careful. We all need to be careful about quickly saying yes, because God loves other ethnicities so much that he gave his son to die. Would you give your child to die for another race, for another color skin? Would you give your only child to die? God loves them that much, and we ought to as well. Anyone who would hold racist beliefs, anyone who would discriminate against someone of another color, against someone of another nationality, against someone of another language, dare not call themselves a Christian, because that is not the attitude of God. That is not the attitude of the Lord Jesus. We ought to combat the hatefulness of our heart and the hatefulness of our world.